All right. So we're here with Jason. We talked a lot about card magic and learning and all that stuff, but it seems to me we missed maybe the most obvious question to ask, which I'm sure people would love to hear, which is, Jason, if you had to name five card magic books, excluding your own, of course, what would you recommend?
I get this one a lot, and it's so hard to do the top five because you're always leaving something out. And I know that you said to keep this short, but one of my favorite things on the Magic Cafe forums or at Magic forums is when people ask these questions, top this, top that, with by the third post or something, somebody's like, "I can't believe you left out so and so. How dare you? He's how disrespectful." But, shut up. All right. Anyway, here you go. Here's your books. I'm looking through my library as
I
we.
already feel disrespected, Jason,
I
so
know it's just ridiculous. It's so funny because inevitable you'll do top five whatever, and
you've offended someone's
somebody
grandma.
takes it like on a personal level, like, "Are you idiot? How could you not put this person on there?" So, top five. Number one has to be Card College because it's like the Bible. If you're reading any magic book and you come into some move you can't do, that's your resource. And in my two books, I reference Card College probably 20, 30 times at least as a resource for going to. So it's a must-have. And not only does it have all the sleights and everything, but it teaches you hand positions. It teaches you a lot of great tricks too, and just some theory and some insights that you don't usually get in other books and other write-ups. So that is number one on the list.
Airbus is a good
I'm
one.
gonna cheat here and do authors because you can't go wrong. Darwin Ortiz, any of the books, obviously is gonna be a huge impact. Same thing with Strong Magic and Designing Miracles. I know that's like seven, eight books already, but so the Giobbe books, Darwin's books, Marlowe's books, same thing. There's just so much in there that you could spend a lifetime reading through those books and finding new things. Every time I go back into one of the Marlowe books, I find something new. And especially like Kardashian Makes Good, ones that you forget about. Typically when you say the Marlowe books, people just think of the revolutionary card technique or the card magic of it, Marlowe, but find some of those other ones that are lesser known and read those. The Tom Arise books, of course, are a must have. And then my last one for a specific book title is Expert at the Card Table. It's just a fascinating read because of the insights that that guy has are still true today. That quote about the details, like everything's in the details, you just read things in there sometimes and you go, how'd this guy have so much figured out so early on about the craft of magic, performing magic and cheating in a game? It's a fascinating book. So that's my cheater answer of way more than five books.
That's
Perfect.
it was a bad question, but it was a good answer, so we'll stick with it.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll close up there.